Access denied. Access denied. Access denied. Access granted.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Grateful everything. That's how I pray for. Yeah, last time we saw each other, smoking the air. Last time we saw each other,
you still wanna smoke with me, and I'm tied in with your oldest brother. Yeah, lucky motherfucker.
Hey, I'm not the one you wanna ride with all day. I'm not the one you wanna vibe with all day. I'm not the one you take home and call babe. I'm not the one you wanna die with all day. I'm just saying. Die with all game. I want you to die with all game. I'm just saying. Here we go again. Put aside my pride for your family and your friends. And your friends say I'm no good for you. You should decide for you. I ain't switching sides for you, baby.
I just fucked on you last week. Now I'm with your friend. So don't call me again. Music to my ears sounding like melodies again. Melody's a friend.
So I drank in the city, got me moving slow. Maybach riding, I was cruising though. I gave you game only for you to know. You should use it more, oh baby. All the cash I gave you was for you to blow.
Hey.
Everything I told you was for you to know. Yeah, told you keep it P, you took it personal. Still fucking on your ex, I should be the first to know. Baby, I'm just saying. Don't call me your friend, I am not your twin. Music to my ears sounding like melodies I can.
Yeah.
Hey. Baby, I'm just saying.
Hey.
Baby, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Baby, I'm. Baby, I'm. Baby, I'm. Baby, I'm just saying. Yeah. Too many drinks, I might call up Alicia. Like, oh, baby, I need you. God, baby, I need you. Cute face and petite waist gets me every time.
Every time.
That's most my sign, I tell you dollar signs. But tell me who's it for if it was never mine. Awkward silence, I'm like, never mind. I should just give it time.
Yes, sir. Ski! You already know the deal. You know the vibes. For those of you who don't know, this is Family Time with Uncle Sean Don P. I'm, of course, your highly favored, your blessed, your hostess with the absolute mostest. And just like I do every single time, man, I'm going to get y'all right back, straight back into the motherfucking mix, man. We outside. It's real. Part of the city type shit.
Yeah, show me what you working with. Stop playing games like you never heard of me. All of your fake pay steady legging me. Murder one up on that pussy, commit first degree. Yeah, perjury. Perjure myself when it come to anything my love. Breaking out of makeup, so I'm laying down soft. Hit you on your lunch break, baby, look out for my car. I'm selling snail salt, I'm the king of them all. I'm so toxic, I might call up. I'm so not shit, I might fuck on Sophie. Yeah, I could turn you into my little tenderoni. Yeah, come out here like Jay and wanna buy a pony. She act like a thot, but the face ain't really a heart. For real though, boo, you give it shot, they are doing all of you. Some status in your life, baby, fuck around with the bosses. Play your cards right, you fuck around with my offspring. Tie my shoes up in Atlanta, ride with 20 Rugas, bitch. I had learned the rules when I was junior, I know when it hit. Had to buzz my tool and stick and move before I bust a lick. I'm suited up and booted up, it don't get much fly in this. TTG, we train to go, my nigga, for the other side. Tucked the titties so long that I left the implant lopsided. Church of femto, pulled a walk in the pool and got baptized. Fuck the broke nigga, then fuck me, that pussy gentrified. Show me what you working with. Stop playing games like you never heard of me. All of your fake pay steady legging me. Murder one up on that pussy, commit first degree. Yeah, perjury. Perjure myself when it come to anything.
gone. Kiss me back, I'm trying to take you to dinner at the top. Kiss me back, I'm fucking around and try to meet your mind. This is back in high school, I take you to the prom. I'm riding in a Monte Carlo and I can't stop. Doing 80 on the freeway, hit the gas, then take off. She get beat and put that coca in her nose like Scott Storch. She stuck with me when I was broke, got the keys to my heart. I'm in the big bend, be trying to fuck on the trees, got the condoms at the store. When she hitting on, boy, take her phone, she trying to drop a loop. I got niggas that's dead and gone and bonds to pay, I can't go ghost. I'm on the lead on my, just count these hundreds on the lighter note. If you thuggin', if you in them streets, then you can find me. If she footed, she should get a ring and get off IG. They say she a sex worker, but the sex work for me. That little AMG look better with a car seat.
I think I might be happy.
Yeah, show me what you working with. Stop playing games like you never heard of me. All on your fake pay, steady legging me. Murder one up on that pussy, commit first degree. Yeah, perjury. Purging myself when it come to anything I love. Breaking out of makeup, so I'm laying it down soft. Hit you on your lunch break, baby, look out for my car. I'm selling snail salt, I'm the king of the mouthpiece.
It's painfully obvious why men love the idea of a submissive woman. Submissive, per its definition, is ready to conform to the authority or will of others. The prefix sub means under. Think of subpar, submarine. In short, your world is under his. Now, there seems to be a theme here. Good girls versus bad girls. A lock that can be opened with many keys is a broken lock. And if you can't submit to a man, you're gonna die alone. So my question to men is, do you want perfect poly? A puppet? A prisoner, or a partner who has no problem overtly challenging you? King treatment and knowing your partner's love languages, that's one thing. Being submissive is a whole nother thing. It's its own thing. If you find yourself abandoning your wants, needs, desires to make something work, I'm here to tell you it was never a match to begin with.
Yes, sir. Welcome, welcome all my first time and all my last time listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, listening, I usually don't start like this, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. And I just want to start it. I wanted to start it off by letting y'all know. Girls, women, females, whatever you want to call them, they is out here and they is killing shit. Fam, it's summer, it's about 90 degrees, and they taking away rights of females. I'ma just let y'all men out there know to get the fuck out of women's way right now. Clear out the paint, get out of here. Women is running shit. They listen, man, it's hot, it's too hot. You taking away they rights, and it's hot as fuck, and they on they. Man, listen, y'all gotta chill the fuck out. Get out of women's way. I want to thank Brittany Renner for starting that off so lovely. But let's get back to the shits. Let's get back to the motherfucking intro. Yo! What the fuck is popping? If you did not hear in the motherfucking intro, this is Family Time with Uncle Sean Dawn P. I'm, of course, your highly favored. You're blessed. Bless, highly favored host. And if you did not hear any intro, please, please let my baby girl remind you, I am. Yes, this is episode 139 of this shit we be doing all the time, man. And, you know, I start this thing by telling you how your uncle's been doing, what's been going on in my neck of the woods. And then we get to the shits. We here to talk, kick it, talk about everything that's been happening this week. What's been going on in the world, what's been going on in news, entertainment, sports, drama. Basically everything that's going up and down your timeline, we gonna brush over. We gonna talk about it. But your uncle's feeling good, man. I am currently, we the international boys, man. I'm dripping in, what do they call this? Hermes. I am international now. Call me International Poppy. I am currently in the capital of the ROK. Some call it the Republic of Korea. I am currently in Seoul, South Korea, middle of the city. I am looking out my hotel window right now, looking up at the Seoul Tower, and I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling blessed. I'm just feeling really privileged. I'm blessed to be in this part of the country. I am currently, your uncle's finna get real bougie on him. I'm currently headed to a 24K Golden and DaBaby concert, a little festival out here. They first time, you know, coming to Korea. Gotta document that for y'all. I'm thinking about video, starting a vlog. What do the kids call it? A vlog? They put it on the YouTubes? Is that what the kids be doing? I'm thinking about doing something like that. Maybe a little TikTok here and there. But we finna have fun, man. 4th of July weekend. Y'all, please be safe out there. I've seen so many people passed out on the street. I'm not, your uncle's not even going to lie to you, man. I was outside. And of course, I had a little drink. Them drinks is strong. Listen, man. Y'all be safe out there. Please, responsible drinking. No underage drinking. And if you must travel, please get a driver. No drinking and driving, man. It's already been too much loss of life this year. And listen, man, we just thankful for every day we get to wake up. And, you know, it's another 24, another day, another time for you to make it, get at it, get at, you know, anything you're trying to accomplish. But your uncle's going to stop rambling and we're going to get to some shit. Let's go. What are we talking about? Hey, yo, you have got to be fucking kidding me.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Izzy Drake, OVO Tings. You already know we outside. I just signed with Celebrity Boxing. August 27th, I'm calling Drake out for a friendly boxing match. If I win, you're gonna sign me to OVO. You gotta give me $1 million. If you win, I'll change my name. It's an OVO Ting, you already know.
Bro, no the fuck it is not. Bro, okay. First shit we got on the motherfucking timeline, man. Yo, listen, fake Drake wants to box his lookalike for either an OVO deal or $1 million. Listen, fam, we've been coming here talking about this, and this is just something that troubles me, bro. Granted, there are billions of people on this planet. Some of them they're going to look alike. One may be more successful, one may be not so successful. But to try and shape your life around you just looking like a nigga, not having the credibility of anything he's ever done, just to come out and be like, yo, fam, I look like you. Either you sign me to your label or give me $1 million or box me. And then you have to do... Why you're giving Drake an ultimatum to fucking what the fuck is going?
Are you challenging Drake to a boxing fight?
Yeah, I'm challenging Drake to a boxing match. I just signed with Celebrity Boxing. If I win, I'll change my name from Izzy Drake just to Izzy, you know?
Damn. Ooh. Wait, so hold on. If you win, how much do you want?
If I win, I need $1 million. I need to be signed to OVO because I'm just trying to feed my family.
So you challenging Drake to a boxing fight? $1 million and a record deal with OVO. And if you lose, you'll change your name.
Yeah, if I win, just sign me to OVO or give me $1 million so I can take care of my family. And then if you win, bro, we'll just say I'll change my name.
All right, so hold on. If you lose, you'll change your name from Izzy Drake to Izzy.
Yeah.
And you'll never speak on Drake again. You'll just kill the whole...
Yeah, everything.
Are you serious?
You won't even know that I was the Drake. That was
just... You'll just cancel all this.
You're not Drake.
Yeah, everything.
Wow.
Wow. What the fuck? Let me look at the other side of things. Fam, I get it. you trying to feed your family. You found some type of fame, clout, whatever you want to call it. But to base your life, your whole entire existence off of being Drake, be Izzy. Like, who the fuck is... We know who Drake is. We know his whole backstory. We know his mother, his father, his best friends, where he's from. We don't know shit about you, Izzy. Who are you? Stop trying to be... Stop this. I'm trying to get it off of him. This is not even about him. Some people just don't know how to be them fucking selves, bro. Like, Izzy, this is not the way. This is a grown at this is a grown as individual who thinks but nothing else. Can't think of nothing else in the amount of time you've been alive. You can't wake up and see 24 hours in front of you and think of anything else besides to impersonate someone, wear all of his clothes, dress like him, get your beard shaped like him, put a heart in your fucking hairline. Be Izzy. I didn't know it was that hard to be yourself. I didn't know. It's hard out there, but god damn, shut up. In other news, man.
Hey, Jay, my boy, killing 30, man. Can't take this away from him, though. You know, I'm in love. That nigga was truth, man. Jeez. She loves for real. She loves for real. Any kind of way you want to come, man. I don't want you no nigga down. When a woman loves, she that nigga knew something, man. She loves for real.
That nigga said he knew something. He did know something. Boozy, he did know something. But that was Lil Boozy reacting to R. Kelly being sentenced to 30 years in prison for sex trafficking and racketeering. He's they got him again. he's being sentenced to 30 years in federal prison after being found guilty to 9 federal charges, including sex crimes, human trafficking. In September 2001, U.S. District Attorney explained that he was doing nasty shit. And yet, listen, man, I don't even want to take this time to already batter down R. Kelly more than he's been. We've all seen Surviving R. Kelly. If you haven't, please, I suggest you go see it. And just watch different things about R. Kelly, because he definitely was a hurt person, and yes, hurt people, but still no excuse. But I don't want to batter him down. I just, I'm still listening to the music, bro. You're not going to stop me. You're not going to shame me, because fam, I understand where Boosie was coming from. Like,
when a woman loves. She.
Singing.
She loves for real.
I know you out there singing too. Come on, let's get it.
When a woman loves, she loves for real. She took me.
Sing that shit, man. Woo, I'm sorry I gotta talk over this, man. But man, like, you can't just deny talent, bro. Yes, he's done a lot of crazy, fucked up things. But how do you make this? Hold on.
And she
the girl she raised me, and I'm forever daddy.
Daddy.
And I'm forever daddy.
I'm forever daddy
to her cause.
Sing that shit, man.
When a woman loves, she loves for real.
Listen, I was gonna play that the whole episode if y'all really would have let me. But yeah, that was the news, man. It was a lot of mixed reactions from a lot of people, just because there was another person that we spoke on just in the podcast space. We spoke on cases like Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and she was recently also sentenced to about like 20 years. And I don't know if, I mean, crimes are really similar. One's a woman, one's a man, one's black, one's white, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't want to, like, at this point, he's already in jail. There's not much that, much worse that can happen to him. There are bad things, including death and the shit everyone knows, soap dropping. Everyone knows bad shit happens in prison, so I don't want to beat on another black man while he already down. Because I don't think R. Kelly needs to be in prison. I think he needs to get real help. I think he needs to have a lot of conversations about where his trauma is coming from. Speak on that trauma. Try his best to heal from that trauma. Prison, to me, is never a solution. Because you send people there to either become better criminals or to just suppress what they've been suppressing all their lives, which turned them into whoever and whatever they are to get into prison. So, that being said, This is that shit, man. Come on. Listen, we gotta cut that off, man. Nigga just hit the craziest. Y'all heard that? That was saying. Listen, we off this. We off this because we got more shit about jail to talk about. Apparently, Nipsey Hussle's murder suspect was allegedly in court this week. I've been trying to avoid a lot of shit that has to do with this because it just, every time I think about it, it just hits home and how just so much life potential was wasted in this incident. But allegedly, I don't even think it's allegedly, Nipsey Hussle's murder suspect was attacked with a razor in jail. Eric Holder, the man who was on trial for the murder of Nipsey Hussle, they had to cancel court due to medical reasons. Basically, Mr. Holder was assaulted by multiple individuals while he was in a holding cell at the jail while waiting to be brought in court yesterday morning. Jansen told CBS News the attack included a razor, and the back of his head was cut. Holder lost consciousness during the attack and required an MRI and then 3 staples in the back of his head afterward. He showed up to court Wednesday with stitches running up the back of his head and a swollen left eye. I seen a picture too, man. That shit looked vicious. I don't even know why I wanted to bring this up. It was just close to the jail topic, but it just speaks on the situation and how feelings are still at a maximum. They're still angry about the loss of Nipsey Hussle. But yeah, man. You gotta wear that, man. Prayers to Nipsey's family. Prayers to both of these families. Just an unfortunate situation and just another example of why the streets is not it. jail is not it. Prison is not it. I'm across the world. I never thought I'd be here. And I'm here. And I could have been in a prison, in a jail, in a fucked up situation. So just be thankful, bro. Stay out the streets. It's dangerous. It's getting treacherous. It's getting us right into our next topic that we spoke on last week. The shooting of little TJ in Jersey. Let me just get the updated information. Little TJ is awake and talking following his horrendous shooting in New Jersey. These updated reports is saying Lil TJ went under emergency surgery at New Jersey Hospital after being shot numerous times in the neck and chest area. That's fucking terrifying, bro. Just TJ being just one, a strong ass individual, multiple shots to your neck and your chest, where a lot of vital organs, veins are located, and just to still be here to be communicating with doctors. They said TJ's surgery was successful. However, in a few days ago, TJ was unconscious and unresponsive, which led to a lot of rumors. A lot of people, I was seeing RIP TJ, I was seeing reports that he passed away. Thank God it's not true. I would see, and it's so scary because all these deaths have been happening so close together, especially in hip hop and rap. Like, your next expectation, and thank God this did not happen, is your next expectation is to hear this person passed away, and it's just that whole just slouch. I feel like the world is in. I feel like when these events happen, it really just, it brings everyone down, especially those who love the culture, those who love these artists. It gets really sad, but just prayers and more prayers go to TJ, his family and friends, his friends that was with him that night. Prayers go to them and their unfortunate battle with the legal system now, especially in New Jersey. But just thank God TJ is okay. Thank God we ain't gotta come in here and say rest in peace and just go through that same shit again, man. It's been stressful. We got some old shit to talk about, but till then I'm finna put it in your mouth. Hey, we got some bad shit to talk about. So let me lighten the moon. Let me lighten the moon. I said, let me lighten the moon. Put on a little groove. So what you wanna do? Hey, girl, make the body move. Hey. Shake the little booty. Hey, little booty matter. Ayy, you don't gotta clap. Ayy, shorty make it clap. Ayy, shorty make it bounce. Ayy, shorty wanna. Let's get to some shit. Let's get to some shit. Ooh, this my shit, dawg. Yes, sir. We got some shit to talk about. Some bad news to talk about, actually. Miles Bridges, man. Some of you guys know Miles Bridges. If you're into the NBA, he is an NBA player with the Charlotte Hornets. And basically, this weekend, the wife of NBA player Miles Bridges, she posted horrific pictures and videos of domestic abuse a day before he turned himself into police. Now, basically, he turned himself into police for felony charges of domestic violence against his wife, Michelle Johnson, the day after she posted images of injuries all over her body, including a fractured nose and wrist, on social media. TMZ reports that Bridges, 24, earning about $8 million per year with the Charlotte Hornets for the past 4 years, has already been released from custody and spotted inside an area gym as of Thursday. Michelle revealed she was choked until she went to sleep and suffered a severe concussion by the NBA star forward, who is about 6'7", weighs about 225. Police arrested Bridges for felony domestic. Johnson claims they got into an argument on Wednesday. Johnson claims the turn. Yeah, so basically she posted what looks like on her Instagram, her hands to be battered and bruised, some marking around her neck, looks like a ear. She definitely got hit really hard from these pictures. And the saddest part about all of this is that allegedly their child was present when all this was going on. And she wrote, she said, "I hate that it has to come to this, but I can't be silent anymore. I've allowed someone to destroy my home, abuse me in every way possible, and traumatize our kids for life. I have nothing to prove to the world, but I won't allow anyone who could do something so horrible to have no remorse and paint a picture of something I am not. I won't allow the people around him to continue to silence me and continue to lie to protect this person. It's unethical. It's immoral. It's truly sick. It hurts my heart because I've always had hope and so much love. As scary as it is for me to do, it's time I stand up for myself. I won't be silent to protect others anymore because I value myself and my kids more than anyone's image. A fractured nose, wrist, torn eardrum, torn muscles in my neck from being choked until I went to sleep, and a severe concussion. I don't need sympathy. I don't want this happening to anyone else. I want this person to get help. My kids deserve better. That's all I want. It hurts. Everything hurts. The situation hurts. Most importantly, I'm scared and hurting for my kids who were witnesses to everything. Please respect my family's privacy and stop with the disgusting rumors and allegations." And that came straight from Michelle Johnson's Instagram, Miles Bridges' wife. And the saddest part, there was a video that went along with this of their son basically describing what happened, and it's heartbreaking, yo.
Mama.
What?
Daddy choked mommy.
Daddy choked mommy? Why?
Because he beat me to the fight together.
Well, what did you do?
I smacked him, and Daddy doesn't be nice.
You hit him and told him to be nice? What did he do that for, though?
They were fighting each other.
Where's your mommy's phone?
It's from the window.
He thrown it out the window?
Yeah, Daddy did it.
He threw her phone out the window? Where'd he put her shoes?
Jumped out the window.
Oh my gosh, why?
Because he wasn't being nice. It says smack him though.
Yeah, that's not very nice. You have to be nice to people.
Mom?
Just fucking heartbreaking to hear a kid, a small child, who can, you know, remember things. And like, this is going to be one of his first memories of Daddy doing this to Mommy, and Daddy wasn't being nice. And now he thinks a child can possibly think, yo, when I'm mad or I'm in a bad mood or I feel like being mean to somebody, that I just have the right to put my hands on people and throw their things and break their things. And yeah, like, that's not a good look. That's a horrible example he's setting for his child. And basically, let me go back to the actual article I just had, and I'm so sorry. My fingers were slipping on this thing. They were slipping on this thing. They were slipping on this thing. And we are here. The Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets, have released a statement on Miles Bridges' recent arrest and said, let me actually go to this actual Twitter statement. Charlotte Hornets statement. June 30th, 2022, the Charlotte Hornets released the following statements regarding Miles Bridges. The Charlotte Hornets are aware of the situation involving Miles Bridges. We are in the process of gathering additional information. We will have no further comment at this time. Basically, that's their way of saying, yo, we know what's going on. We don't know the full details. We getting ready to tell him what's going to go on with him and what he's going to have to deal with. And basically they're saying, yo, my nigga, if it comes out or we get more information or you did some egregious shit, which it looks like you did, yeah, we're dropping you without a thought. It's over with for you. And this is on the news of him just about to re-sign for like $100 million or something like that. So I seen a lot of people saying like, yo, how could she fuck up the bag? How she gonna fumble the bag so close? He was just gonna get $100 million. Yo, you would have been set for life. You would have been good. Your kids would have been. Money don't. It's not everything. If you getting your ass beat and fucked up, money is not everything. Like, what is the example your baby daddy setting for his son? Like, it's just really sad to see a lot of people just look at her as the issue here. Like, yo, she could have just kept her mouth shut and she would have had this, he would have bought her this and that. Like, what does all that mean? What is the Rolls Royces and the Chanel bags? That's cool. That's great. You can get all the Chanel and MAC makeup to cover up all your bruises and shit too. Like, he needs to really, oh man, he really needs to reevaluate his whole life. And I don't want to demonize him, even though he kind of fucking should be. But people like that really need help, man. Like, people don't know how to process their feelings and their anger. Like I said before, hurt people. It's simple as that. Hurt people. Probably in almost every topic we talked about today on this podcast, hurt people be hurting fucking people, bro. And it just becomes a cycle of you seeing this when you grew up, you seeing this possibly in a movie, seeing your cousins or people deal with situations not in the best way, and you think, oh, that's the way to handle things. It becomes a unconscious thing you're doing. You're acting on shit you've seen before because you think that is the proper way to go about it. And it's not. We have to unlearn a lot of things that we've been taught, especially this type of fucking behavior. And speaking of breaking up and just abuse, I'm abused. I'm abused in this relationship, and I'm not even a part of the relationship. But fucking Chrisean Rock and Blueface have broken up again. Again, man, I know it's heartbreaking. We just seen her get... I loved her because she had a little gap, her little ghetto gap. It was cute. But now she got her teeth fixed, you know what I'm saying? Blueface dropped a bag, you know, fixed her tooth. And apparently Blueface was thinking she was she acting too big for her britches. And, oh, you got a new tooth. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, you out here acting bad. You out here, you outside. Apparently she seen, oh, Blueface seen her in a club with I think it's Fabio Foreign. And yeah, he wasn't feeling that. He wasn't feeling the wooski. You can't be in a club with the woo. Nah, fam. We breaking up. You in a club with Favi? No. He over there like, oh, you a wetty? Nah. Nah, we breaking up. At least for the night. We breaking up for the night. You can't be in no club with Fat. You know. No. You is not in the club with Favi. You is not woo walking in the club with Favi. I'm sorry. No. No. It's no, no, no. I don't care what you say. My girl is not woo walking in Fabio Foreign section. It's not happening. But so they broke up. Chrisean says some cute shit like, baby, I'll take the tooth out if that makes it some shit crazy. But I don't know. Blueface's mom is saying something. It's so weird how Blueface's mom is so invested in her son's relationship. Never let him catch you. Y'all are, this is toxic. I love them, but this is toxic. I love it. It's like is this like the new Whitney and Bobby? No disrespect, because I know they ain't on coke, but this the new Whitney and Bobby, just they toxic love, possibly. But I'm sure they'll be back together next week, and we'll have another crazy story. Like, fam, that's the craziest shit too. I was about to say, like, that girl's not gonna cheat on you. She got Jonathan's tattooed above her pussy. But girls will fuck. That's the other side. Girls will fuck another nigga with your name all over them. It get grimy out here. I'm just letting y'all know. Shout out Chrisean. What else? Kevin Durant requested to get traded to the Nets. I gotta kind of speed up these topics, because I gotta get ready to go to the concert. Sorry if I'm speeding through this. Brittany Griner, someone else I wanted to speak about. They need to get her the fuck out of there. Especially after I seen reports coming out this week saying, like, Trump really went above and beyond to get ASAP Rocky out of fucking Sweden. Basically, he threatened a trade war against Sweden when ASAP Rocky would not be released. He said, yo, fam, I need you to get my mans out, or nigga, y'all finna have some financial problems. He basically tapped their pockets and said, yo, get my mans out of there. They need to do the same thing for Brittany Griner. Unfortunately, she is locked up in Russia, and it's a lot going on with the U.S. and Russia right now. Trump is not in office. Biden is in office. It's different. You know what I'm saying? Trump can get things done with that side that I don't think Biden could even be allowed to attempt to do, because the Democrats be a little pussy. But yeah, man. Brittany Griner's wife is saying she's struggling and terrified in the Russian prison. And literally just, my heart goes out to her, because in a foreign country, people don't speak the same language. You don't know what's going on. You're being used as like a political pawn. It's a little fucked up. It's not even a little fucked up. It's a lot of fucked up. Like, if y'all really care about people and care about, like, you know, like, the right shit to be done, same way y'all be out here protesting for LGBT rights, excuse me, LGBTQ rights, the same way y'all be protesting for that and women's rights. Like, Brittany Griner is a woman and she's LGBTQ. I feel like she's a black woman. I feel like she checks all boxes. Why are y'all not protesting to get her out? I don't understand. I feel like there should be a bigger effort in all of that. Young Miami had a sign at the fucking BET Awards that said "Go Poppy" is really, really funny. I don't know why it's so funny, but fucking amazing. But yeah, shout out Young Miami supporting her man. Diddy's that dude. That's all I gotta say. What else? Cardi B, future plans. She plans to do a joint tape with Offset. And I feel like this is fueling more to the real possibility that the Migos broke up, because it looks like Offset is on other shit. Like, he's married, he had his father of, I think it's 5 or 6 now, he had the album Father of 4, which was a really dope project, solo project, and I think he's really trying to just become a solo artist and do joint projects, doing one with Cardi, and Cardi says she's working on a Spanish album, so it just looks like they're on different shit. You know what I'm saying? They're both creative. They both can rap. And they be in a crib fucking and sending each other verses, because they already got 2 fire ass songs. Cardi B, Offset, Lick. And Do Anything for Clout. Like, Clout. Yeah, like, they got some hits together. So why not, you know, I would say don't break what's not. I mean, don't fix what's not broke. Migos really ain't broke, but looks like that possibility is probably more of a reality. What else do we have? I don't know. Kyrie beefing with Stephen A. I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. See, feels very cloudy. Feels like a real clout chasing move, so I'm not gonna even bother with that. Delta passengers offered 10K to give up seats on overbooked flights. Let me see. Staffing shortages hit airlines.
It has been a rough start to the summer travel season, as airlines yesterday canceled more than 1,000 flights and another 3,400 were delayed. The disruptions are largely because of weather on the East Coast, and CNN's Pete Muntean is live at Reagan National Airport, where a lot of people, I'm sure, Pete, this morning are hoping they do not experience the day that travelers had yesterday.
That's right, Caitlin. You know, airlines still reeling from that bad weather yesterday. Just check FlightAware, more than 1,400 cancellations in total nationwide just yesterday. God damn. And the cancellations are already piling up today. More than 500 today so far.
They're wiling.
It's got a lot smaller over the pandemic. That means bad weather hit them even harder. That means this is going to be a big summer of flight cancellations.
It is an expensive summer of travel stress at airports worldwide, with airlines struggling with staffing shortages and schedule meltdowns.
Now we're stranded.
Gianna Morales' $1,000 flight to a beauty pageant was canceled, only to...
That's crazy. They said an airport meltdown.
Book on a different flight that was also canceled. From Thursday to Monday, airlines in the U.S. canceled more than 5,400 flights.
It makes me not want to travel at all. gone. No airplanes, nothing.
New analysis from travel site Hopper says flight cancellations have jumped 34% in the last month. Domestic ticket prices are up too, by 18% since 2019.
Jesus.
Passengers are packing planes. Last weekend, the TSA screened more people at airports nationwide than any weekend since the start of the pandemic.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna blame Drake's album. Drake has everyone out here wearing less, going out more, flying more. I've been seeing y'all in the States killing Miami, killing Houston, killing Dallas. God damn. Y'all, listen, man, y'all is traveling. Y'all going to New York. Y'all going everywhere. But salute y'all, man. Travel, get out more. Even though prices, listen, man, I just heard they sending out them checks, that extra little stimmy check. They need to send me a little stimmy, man. They fucking with my pay, but they fucking with my paper. But yeah, man, I gotta get out of here, man. Sorry, I gotta cut the pod short, but I got some plans. I got the Hoochie Daddies on. Please do expect some nice flicks from the weekend. May put it all in a little collage. But once again, man, thank you for joining in, tuning in, kicking it with your uncle. Just know when you come here, we is family. We're a unit. We're family. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all coming here and listening to some jams with me and just vibing, talking shit, man. I love it. I love coming here with y'all. I can't wait to come back in here next week, God willing. And y'all be safe out there. 4th of July weekend. Be safe. Drink responsibly. No drinking and driving. And always, please, please, please remember personal hygiene. Wash your face. Brush your teeth. Brush your hair. Floss. Mouthwash. Moisturize. Hydrate. Stay safe. And most importantly, man, stay dangerous. I love y'all.
Look me in my eyes. Tell me, have you ever witnessed M1 killings? Ever spent in double back because the clip went empty? We don't shoot our houses, we walk down, hop out vehicles. What the fuck, nigga? Look me in my eyes. Just look me in my eyes and tell me that's how this shit go. What you know about move your folks so you can handle smoke? Night owl with that Drake, must be OVO. What the fuck, nigga? Ain't tryna find a job. There's plenty ways to get it. Gotta get up, get out, and grind. If it's smoke in the city, better not work no 9 to 5. Pull out to your job, drive through, drive by, got you. Ha ha. Look me in my soul. You should probably see the devil, that's the demon zone. Put that nigga in the wheelchair, he still holding on. Next time I see that boy, I'ma grab his hat and roll him home. Why the fuck, nigga? And my wrist to 6. The sun down, I'm on the E-way, all my time is dissing. I got a bad habit of treat my digits like my women. Oil them up and make them pretty. Put her on some long extension. Finger fuck, she go to spin. Look me in my eyes. Tell me, have you ever witnessed M1 killings? Ever spent in double back because the clip went empty? We don't shoot our houses, we walk down, hop out vehicles. What the fuck, nigga? Look me in my eyes, just look me in my eyes and tell me that's how this shit go. What you know about move your folks so you can handle smoke? Night owl with that Drake, must be OVO. What the fuck, nigga? How you wanna be on the team? You ain't down the scope. How you wanna be EGE? You ain't got no moves. Tryna handle up on smoke, gotta move your folks. I don't know, ops desperate, it been hard to score. I'm on a yacht, popping shit, she wanna drive my boat. Ayy, once that alcohol kick in, then here come my throat. Ayy, rockin' Gucci just to float, I used to be broke. That when we were kicking doors. Bro, 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 bro. 5-5-6 do that. I'll rip, I wanna do that. The rim is where we shoot at. I broke the mama heart. I'm sorry, baby, I ain't mean to do that. Toenail, come on, let's spin that. After that, show me the new dress. Look me in my eyes. Tell me, have you ever witnessed M1 killings? Ever spent in double back because the clip went empty? We don't shoot our houses, we walk down, hop out vehicles. What the fuck, nigga? Look me in my eyes, just look me in my eyes and tell me that's how this shit go. What you know about move your folks so you can handle smoke? Night owl with that Drake, must be OVO. What the fuck, nigga?
Yes, sir, man, once again. Thank you so much for tuning in, joining in. I love y'all. I'm going to see y'all next time. I'm out, family. Y'all be dangerous. I love y'all. I love you. You know who I'm talking to. You out there. We're going to play this for you. It's got you dying in your eyes and crossing your teeth.
Access denied.